Here I am.
Minus music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages. Well, I didn't plan on it tonight. I didn't plan on having a guest, to be honest with you. Didn't plan on it at all. We've had so many this week, and I thought I would just talk to you. But then I got a call from Dr. K. That's right, Dr. Kasim Khalil, who has written several new books, among them Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth About 9/11. And we said, let's see if we can get him on, since he's around for a little longer before he starts his book tours. So, without further ado, we have welcomed back none other than Dr. K. Hello, Dr.
Oh, how are you doing? It's great to be back again.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. This is wonderful. You're here almost every week. And
sort of a big surprise.
Trying to help us. You're raising money for us and sales. How did you make out last time?
I think we did pretty good for the station and for the knowledge, for the intellectual growth. Quite a few young middle-aged Americans that want to search and already know quite a bit about this and are just wanting to spread the message.
Yeah.
See, you know, our people are very smart. They know that there's a threat to their safety, the future of their children, the future of themselves, and that the threat's an outside source. They know that that threat has stolen their wealth, their power base, and their future. Mm-hmm. And they want it back, and they should have it back. And tonight, I wanted to dedicate the show to those brilliant and revolutionary Americans and others, revolutionary people of this country, that seek to make this a good, decent place. But not just for decency, for what's right, you know, what's really good.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a huge threat to the United States right now.
Very big.
It has to be taken out. That threat has to be destroyed. And by any means, remember Malcolm X? Necessary.
Yes.
Do you know, I wanted to share this tonight, that there was a monopoly in Iran for many years since the 1950s. Before the 1950s, there was a monopoly with the British. The British had complete control. They had colonized and conquered Iran. They were somehow weakened. The United States went in with, as you know, Kermit Roosevelt, and they took out the British control and established American control. Eventually, though, Mossadegh, he took a popular revolution or a popular election. Not Mossadegh. It was what is the name?
Mossadegh was the name.
Yeah, Mossadegh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the president who was overthrown by the United States.
Mossadegh. And he was overthrown by the CIA, by Kermit Roosevelt and his group. But they installed the Shah of Iran, ultimately, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Shah of Iran, who was he?
Mm-hmm. Pahlavi.
The so-called Pahlavi dynasty.
Yeah.
He was a Russian Jewish man.
Yep.
There was no Islamic anything.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about who put him in power.
Oh,
because
that's
then that tells us what's going on now.
Excellent, excellent. All right, we'll be back. Dr. K, join us. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back now with Dr. K. And by the way, Dr. K, before I let you tell us a little bit about Iran and Persia and so forth, I have to mention there is some interesting news that has come to my attention that there's going to be a debate, a face-off, if you will, between the architect of the North American Union, Robert Pastor, American University professor, and, of course, formerly head of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Dr. Jerome Corsi, coming up this May. There's going to be a debate on the North American Union. Hmm. So he's finally been coaxed out of his little corner. I'm talking about Mr. Pastor, and Dr. Corsi intends to debate him thoroughly on this plan to destroy American sovereignty and wonderful it is and how we should look forward to it. So I thought I'd mention that. We'll tell our audience
it's
more about it.
It's worth mentioning. It's part of the overall plot.
Oh, it is. It is a plot.
To destabilize anything powerful. But
let's get back to Iran and Persia in the 1950s, and give us a little history, as you have in your books, by the way. I should mention you've done yeoman work, Dr. K.
Yeah, well, you're right. Mossadegh was elected. He was taken out by the United States. Britain had lost its influence, and they saw the potential for regional power, but also the oil wealth and the gas reservoirs. And they just wanted it. Now, it wasn't theirs. It's not theirs. It belongs to the people, just as the gold that might be in your backyard or perhaps you have in your backyard a uranium mine. Well, You know, you have first grabs if you own the land, right? Well, these people own the land. It's their land. All right, so now, we didn't like that for some reason, whoever we is.
Yeah.
So the powers actually installed a Russian. His name is his name was, you know, we call him the Shah of Iran,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Pahlavi.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Russian Jewish man. He is 100% Jewish. This is confirmed by Pollux, the Jewish Shah. He was an imposter.
Mm-hmm.
Khomeini called him a Zionist agent, which led to his arrest, Khomeini's arrest, which led to the riots of people rising up, and then they gunned down the people, oftentimes 5,000, 10,000 dead Iranian students at a time. You all know about that.
Oh, yes.
But Pollock verifies that he was an imposter. And William Shawcross, who was, you know, very well known in the administration, in his book, The Shah's Last Ride, said that the Shah's top agents who installed him in power were none other than the Zionists, the arch-Zionists, Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller.
Now, why am I surprised? Why would I be surprised at such a revelation?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not. I'm not surprised.
No. So if you're going to...
excuse me.
If you're going to put in the Savak over
That's
a population...
That's what I was thinking of. The Savak now is the secret police...
Trained by the CIA and paid by the United States taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put in that kind of a group, and you're comfortable doing that for 50 years or 40 years, you're comfortable sawing off a 9-year-old's arms in front of the father to so-called extract confessions.
Oh, my goodness.
You're comfortable raping a man's wife to try to get him to do something. You're comfortable to kill. And you do that in the nation for 40, 50 years. What's the big deal about blowing up the World Trade Center or the Oklahoma Murray Building or the Bally Disco? I mean, why would that be a big deal if you've conquered and torn to shreds a country? This New York Times says, right, that that the Central Intelligence Agency put the torture machines in place and trained the torturers. For what? What did any Iranian student or any Iranian, how many Iranians live in this country for how many years?
Many years.
Which one of them is hurting anybody other than maybe they have problems at home or maybe they have their own problems? And what's more, right, it's not a big deal for these kinds of people to kill you. To put a nuclear bomb in Chicago, to burn alive the people in Waco, to make some kind of a sick point, you know, some sort of a hideous point, to take out our man at Ruby Ridge, or any other decent soul. So, you know, we're not the bad guys. By the way, the Muslims in Iran are not the bad guys. Right? They're not attacking the United States, never have. Somebody else is attacking the United States and doing it systematically and perpetrating every kind of a wicked act against these people in this country. And most, 98% of the American people don't even know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're suffering in their paychecks. They're suffering in their tax returns. They're suffering in their ability to survive. They have no idea. They have no idea that there's something called the Israeli Revenue Service, not Internal Revenue Service. They have no clue.
Uh-huh.
No idea. You know what? All of the so-called Islamic terror acts that have been global in the last 4 years were perpetrated by the globalists, and I have the goods on it in the book. And I found a couple of more articles I'm going to add in, you know, whenever I get around to another one.
Yeah.
And you all got to know it. And this is about the London bombings. Miss Judy, you know, my dearest lady, found this on the Internet. You've got to go to Alex Jones. Alex is Alex, okay, but he's got a lot of good stuff there, so don't worry about that. He's got good stuff there. And he's got, right, and I was the first to interview them in a book form, but he's done a good job with a guy that was on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was on the bus in London.
That's right. That was
He's in the bus. The bus blows up. He escapes.
Mm-hmm.
He runs out. And while he's running out, a guy's got a camcorder and is following him. Now, how can you have a camcorder on your shoulder within 5 seconds of the bus blowing up? Unless you're one of the guys.
Uh-huh.
He turns around, looks at the guy, and thinks, why are you recording me? Now then the guy starts following the bus, you know, recording the bus. He, 15 seconds later, now this is 30 seconds after the bomb, there's a guy rolling around on the ground 50 yards from the bus with bandages. But no blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep, yep.
Before the bus blew up, it was forcibly diverted by two black Mercedes and BMWs to Tavistock Square, which is the Mossad and MI6 station.
Mm-hmm.
They had to detonate it, and they needed to be close enough to hit the trigger. It was a detonated bomb, which was placed underneath the carriage in the bus. It's definite. There's the guy is writing a book, Daniel Obachichi. His book is going to be called The Fourth Bomb. The guy said there weren't any Asians on this bus. Mm-hmm. Not this time. You know?
Yeah.
So what did they do? They took them out. They took out these four youths. They killed them, murdered them, took their IDs and spread them around the bus depots and, you know, the different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, huh?
Very familiar.
Yeah.
We have the proof of it, too.
Yeah, and then in your book, you...
I proved it in the book.
Yeah.
Before
endless,
this, no?
Endless Terror, you know, that that chapter has quite a bit of documentation, and you what you just said now is a capsulization of it.
Israelis were involved in the London bombing. The Israelis blew up Bali.
The Bali bombing, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They operate freely. You know, it's amazing. You know, you were saying something before about the Savak and so forth. I remember reading in the American Free Press, it was the spotlight at the time, and, you know, Marcos of the Philippines, his troubles really began when he did one thing to the United States, and that is he turned down the request that he allow the Mossad to come in and train his government army.
Well, he was finished.
He didn't want them there. That was the beginning of the end of Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines.
Didn't take long.
No, it really didn't. And you know they've been involved in training just about every, and both sides of the aisle, every movement, pro-communist, anti-communist, you know, pro-global, anti-global, pro-fascist, pro
They trained the Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib, yeah.
Yeah.
The prison tortures.
They were there.
And, you know, look at Abu Nidal.
Abu Nidal was Israeli, by the way.
An Israeli agent.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
80% of his victims were Palestinian.
Yep.
And, of course, the Achille Laurel was an Israeli deal.
Mm-hmm.
They put the money out, but the money came from the United States anyway. The Israeli Revenue Service collects that and takes it over there. That's why I'm saying you're finished. Unless you revolt, we, not you. I'm the first. I'm on the front line.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I'm not some sheikh or somebody. You know, I'm here with Dave and Mark and Ken and I'm on the front. Mr. Corelli, I think his name. From Michigan, where I'm with you guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all the people that ordered books.
Yeah.
People that have come forward. There's quite a few of you.
Definitely.
Some have ordered multiple
copies. What are they doing putting Sami Al-Ari on and, they're putting Muslims in prison here in this country?
Yep.
What did they do? Did they kill anybody?
Well, that's part of the hysteria that's been created, you know? They did the same thing in the 1930s here in America and 40s. You know, they put Americans in jail. They said they were Nazi sympathizers.
Oh, yeah.
Roosevelt rounded them up and under the guise of anti-sedition, put them in jail.
The Japanese, of course.
They did the same thing to the Japanese. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Dr. K is our guest. Join us. 800-313-9443. Anything you'd like to contribute, any new information, by the way, is always welcome on the 9/11 conspiracy puzzle. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And we are back. We are here with Dr. K, and he indeed is, he's really mincing no words tonight. He's really getting into the jugular here, and he's going right after it. He's exposing those that have betrayed America from within and without. And I'm part of this exposure, Dr. K.
Sure, absolutely.
I want you to know that I don't take any of this lightly, and that as an American, I am deeply offended that my government, this government, is in bed with those who are indeed responsible for committing acts of treason against America, including some very horrific acts like 9/11, and trying to pin the blame on somebody else. That does upset us.
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's what they've done. And we need to expose it, and you have exposed it. And, by the way, the fellow in Australia has, he hasn't gotten his books yet, but he is distributing in Australia copies of your book, trying to get the word out there.
That's good. That's fantastic.
Amen.
That's fantastic. Well, in the Louis Caccioli and the other brave firemen categorically stated that there were bombs going off in the World Trade Center. And, you know, we know Rodriguez has made it very clear that there were bombs which exploded in the basement some 35 minutes before the plane struck. So the buildings were blown to shreds. These were by preset bombs. As you know, the power was taken down several times prior to 9-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
We know for sure that there were bombs placed in the buildings and that those bombs were exploded. That's beyond question.
And in the first so-called World Trade Center bombings, here the FBI was directly implicated in it. The
FBI made the bomb.
Yeah.
Imad Salem was essentially a Mossad agent with an Arabic background,
right,
or Egyptian background.
Right.
He was working really from Hosni Mubarak, who is a Zionist agent.
Mm-hmm.
The United States pays him $2 billion a year to do what he does.
And say what he says.
And he's worth $20 billion, mm-hmm, you know, from all of it from the United States government.
So they bribe other their so-called enemies with our money.
Right.
They do it all with our tax dollars, huh?
That's correct. The American people pay for that.
Talk about boldness and talk about chutzpah.
Exactly. So as far as this, you know, you had asked the question earlier, we got into the different people. For example, King of Jordan is a CIA agent. The previous King of Jordan said that he will freely admit that he was given $500,000 a year by the Central Intelligence Agency. And the Shah of Iran, we've completely and thoroughly established, was a Russian Jew. And there is some evidence that the Saudis have been infiltrated by some of the Jewish families.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and they
so really, there are no so-called Islamic despots that we can point our fingers at.
Well, what you're really drawing attention to, Dr. K, is the fact that these governments in the Muslim world, many of them are instituted by the CIA, Mossad, and the MI6 factors, and in fact, they do not represent their public. And I agree with those who say, yeah, they are dictatorships, most of them, and they do not represent the people on the street. I agree with that wholly. The people on the street are violently angry with American foreign policy, and yet their governments have been bribed by the American taxpayers and the State Department and the Mossad-owned Washington elite structure, so that their governments really and truly are implanted. Peoples are captives of Zionism,
even as we are in America today. They are total captives.
Yes.
You know, if you're caught reading a Quran in Uzbekistan, you'll get your fingernails pulled out. So, you know, we don't have to worry about Islamic people being the terrorists. They're really the victims of terror. I mean, there are extreme people in religion and all, unfortunately, in all the faiths. We don't need to go there because that's not our topic.
Mm-hmm.
Our topic is that there are people who are actually blowing up humans to create a global indignation in order to support a third world war. And everybody needs to know that. Everybody needs to know that the people that were burnt alive in the World Trade Center were not killed by Muslims, for example. They need to know that these people who did this are the Silversteins, are the secret government people in this country, are the Donald Rumsfelds and the Dick Cheneys, but even more than that are the Wolfowitzes, the Dov Zakheims, even far more than that, actually, are the Pearls, the Feiths,
mm-hmm,
and then even more than that are the Rockefellers. So it all kind of has to be brought together. And even, you know, above that are the Rothschilds,
mm-hmm,
and such odd international secretive powers. They're the people who hire the Bally's, who hire the Marine barracks bombings, who hire the... Now, some of this, of course, there will be a Muslim who will infiltrate a camp, shoot, there will be resistors in Chechnya, but they don't have very sophisticated power. They're mostly having a few mortars, but as far as something like Bali, that's all done by the West.
Inside job, yep.
Yeah. And Madrid,
okay,
too, by the way.
Yeah, Madrid bombing, all of them, yeah, worldwide.
And the Mexican Congress.
Worldwide terror, you're right. Every one of those has the Mossad fingerprints on them. No doubt about it.
We know they caught the Mossad agents there, by the way. So.
Yes. All right, we'll be back. Dr. K, my guest, Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. We're ready to begin with some phone calls in a few moments. 1-800-313-9443 is our number. Dr. K, you mentioned all the corners of the world, didn't you? You mentioned Asia, you mentioned Europe, you mentioned Africa, you know, South America. I don't know if you mentioned them or not, but here the Mossad operates freely in all quarters of the world. And if you know anything about the Book of Revelation and the Scriptures, the New Testament, the Old, well, it says that one city shall rule the world. Yeah. The city of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And it clearly states that basically the whole world is going whoring after them.
You know.
And exactly through their host nation, the United States, true Israel, will be seduced and is being seduced to follow after this beast system. And indeed, nobody does business with the United States unless they first bow the knee and bend and genuflect to Jerusalem. Now, you know, that's a documented fact that no one can deny.
You know,
no one.
You know that astronaut that sprayed some pepper spray or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be murder charges?
Yeah.
What do you do in comparison to a group of illegal entries with illegal passports and no visas who are caught on September 11th with enough explosive to tear to shred the George Washington Bridge and the maps to do it, and fully intending, who happened to just get caught before they could blow the bridge to shreds.
Well, it depends on who they are. If they're Israelis, you let them go.
Well, that's what happened.
Right.
If they were in solitary confinement and no one heard a word.
Right.
You know, while vigilantes went around in this country, sadly, and shot people that looked like Sikhs or Muslims or Arabs or whatever.
Well, it goes to show you how people can be manipulated, just like they did with the Japanese in World War II.
Yep,
same
okay.
thing. Get all those dirty, slanty eyes, you know.
Yep.
And the government, see, these Satanistic people who run the governments of the world today, who really and truly have enormous power, like George Bush is a puppet. But
in the great Satan that Khomeini talked was probably true.
Yes, exactly. And they talk about the nation of evil. Well, you know, America has become, unfortunately, governed by evil men.
Sure.
They know human nature. They know how to get people angry so they can be manipulated into war.
Sure.
And that's why Wolfowitz and Pearl and all of these neocons had written in the
Zionists, actually. Then they invent the word
they
neocon.
They said we need another Pearl Harbor type event.
Sure.
They sure did. There you go.
Now then you catch some guys in the Mexican Congress with Glock automatic weapons and grenades and grenade launchers and dynamite and timers and enough to level the building and Arabic gowns in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens October 2001. And then you catch a group of people attempting to blow up the Alaska pipeline. And this occurs in October 2001. Now, I don't, you know, I would suggest that that is gross terrorism. I would suggest that all of those people have to be rounded up immediately. I would suggest that if the government doesn't do it, we'd better do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a revolutionary time. Either you revolt and you get up and you move and you start tearing things up, or you get torn down. One of the two. There's no both ways.
No. And now is the time for good men to come forward and to take a stand. Let's take
absolutely.
A call. Let me take. Let's see. We have Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, you're on with Dr. K. And his books, Wrongly Blamed, for one. Hello.
I want to talk about the bullying of Canada, the bullying of practically every country in the world, and the fact that the countries that don't go along with the myth of 9-1-1 are systematically destroyed.
Yes.
You have Anne of New Mexico said that there were five countries that did not have a centralized bank: Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Sudan, and I missed the last one. And that isn't that funny that those so happen to be
Libya with the
countries?
Other. Yeah, they're the ones that are told to be the axis of whatever, right?
Yeah. Axis of whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And you also have a myth of Afghanistan being the good war.
Exactly.
You know that a Canadian was brutalized under some kind of security law because he managed to get a hold of a government document that was legally released, but it just was very embarrassing. And he was distributing that in Canada, just telling people the truth that the U.S. and its allies were invading Afghanistan and planned to do that even before 9-1-1.
Well, there were a number of people. Was this before 9-1-1 that he was circulating the document? Or around that time?
Because
they took out a number of people. There were people assassinated in this country, some people who were privy to the people who set the bombs in the World Trade Center that died in fiery car accidents. There were some assassinations in this country.
You would know more about that specifically than me, but I'm talking about Canadians that are dragooned by this security legislation.
Definitely.
Exactly.
The Canadian families, that they're mostly Zionists that have the greatest power in Canada. So they've established a system of politic that favors, you know, their objectives. Anybody that starts to really spread the truth there, especially a Canadian, would be looked upon as a threat.
And now you've got the hate laws since 1970s that can be used to prosecute you for hate speech.
Exactly. So Canada's not any kind of a free enclave, is it, huh?
Well, mm-hmm. I
But go ahead. Yep. Your point was also?
Well, I think that the people that will be able to resist this, Dr. K, mm-hmm. will be the people that are willing to give up money and basically make a point.
Yes.
We can't just have people that are pointless victims to resist it. There's got to be people that are willing to give up some comfort in order to be basically the point man as far as rallying others.
Definitely. I agree 100%. You have to give in this one. It can't be some preacher or somebody sitting on the sidelines. This has to be given. You got to give your life towards you have to give your life one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to. We are those of us who understand this. We can't stand back and know this truth. And what to do? What? We'll all pass sooner or later. And you know, we wouldn't be hearing this show if it wasn't for a reason.
Yes, that's an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that all you wanted to contribute, Fred, or do you have more?
Well, Rick, is Dr. K mostly in the Florida area?
No, he's not in the Florida area.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know what kind of plans do you have as far as co-authorship?
Well, I'm just finishing The Magnificent Message, which is the first Western translation of the Quran, which is about 1,500 pages. I'm going to expand Wrongly Blamed at some point. I'm actually writing a book on more of the lies. You know, for example, what happened in Lebanon. I'm going to work on that. I've got some other books in the plans on this whole subject, just to keep kicking them out.
Well, I'd like to possibly confer with you on co-authorship.
Well, I'd like to see a website in that vein where we work together to produce like a Real Truth Network website. What do you think about doing that?
I'm more oriented towards simply books.
I tell you what. Why don't you give me a call and leave your information on the 1-866-618-2503, and let's try to publish together some of these things. You could write a whole book on the lies of the 911, and really even more than what I've done, and just concentrate on 911. You could write a whole book on the London bombings, proving that the Queen was fully involved in it. There's a lot of this kind of thing that would be fun to publish. I'm sure that you could prove that John F. Kennedy Jr. and Diana were killed. It takes some work to do.
Well, there's anything is possible. I do think, though, that we have to have a strategy to, you know, make these things stand out and give credit to all the other people. That, in other words, if it's an anthology kind of book, it might even be more powerful of a book.
Well, that's the kind of thing that Wrongly Blamed is. It's pretty much, we're taking the New York Times, we're taking the Daily Telegraph, we're taking the interviews of the individuals, we're taking the actual eyewitness accounts, and really, it was a tough book to write, but getting it in there so people can follow it, I went through 18 edits on it, so that it's kind of like that anthology, and you can do that. I mean, for example, when you start to realize that Israeli agents attempted to blow to the ground the Mexican Congress, which would be the equivalent of one of our Washington, D.C. buildings, and you can prove that. And if the general public knows that, for example, Paula Zahn 2 days ago or so said, about 20% of Americans think the Israelis had something to do with 911. That's really weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd never have seen that on national TV before. You're right. We do have to be organized. The biggest thing, though, is to reverse the lies, my opinion.
Well, I basically would like to see a lot of graphics, maybe like a timeline that goes across several pages. I know you can do that with internet sites. You can do it with books, with charts. You know, the type of thing that could be like in a university classroom.
That's a good idea. I want to do that. I want to do the PowerPoint type, point by point by point. Just give me a call. I'll collaborate.
Why don't you do that? All right, the number. Give him a call, Fred, tomorrow.
Okay, Fred.
He'll be in town.
866-608-2503.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you very much. 1-800-313-9443 is our number. And, I'm looking at this plan, that George Bush basically has come out and articulated in his State of the Union message. He's already said that Iran and Syria, are our enemies now, even though they have not declared themselves to be our enemies, and they don't want to be the enemies of America. And basically he's preparing us for a catastrophic attack on Iran. Again, these same
Jenny's in trouble, right, with the traitor thing that he did, traitor, by revealing a CIA agent's identity?
Yeah, well,
against the law, right?
That's right. But that's, I don't expect that to go anywhere.
Well, we don't, but
because the same people are in control, let's face it. Regardless of what we may think of Mr. Fitzgerald and his intellect and his integrity, fact of the matter is that Dick Cheney, these guys are so arrogant now. They have become so, mentally deprecated that they don't really even care. They're moving ahead with full steam.
Yeah, you're
right. They fully intend to do whatever they want to do across the globe. This is Nero, and this is Caligula, and this is the ancient Roman Empire. These guys feel they can get away with it because they know that they have eliminated most of the opposition from the Pentagon one way, or another. Although my hope, Dr. K, is that there are some people, some General Pinochets, in the American military establishment who know what needs to be done, who know that the enemies of America are not in Iran, they're not in Syria, they were not in Iraq. They're strictly controlled out of Washington, but they're really in Jerusalem.
Right,
know
that's
that.
For sure. See,
and they have to make a move. They have to do what's necessary to protect America. It isn't going to be easy.
Right.
But I think a coup d'etat is in order.
Well, it's very much in order, but ultimately, we can't put it past the powers to be to have the distraction of a war for their own wicked purposes. So you have a combination of the fact that people are on to Silverstein, people are on to Zakheim. Remember how they, I think it was the New Yorker or was it the Vanity Fair, where they abandoned ship Pearl and Abrams?
I remember.
People are, if you're a crook, you can't possibly ever feel totally secure. you can't.
You're always looking over your shoulder.
You gotta be. You're paranoid, man.
Sure.
The previous caller's not paranoid. I'm not paranoid, okay? You're not paranoid. I have nothing to be paranoid about. All right? The guy, Mohammed Salah, that they've kind of let off after the brutal imprisonment, he's not paranoid.
No.
But that's what I'm saying. I agree with our caller, we have to systematically, through anthologies, through PowerPoints, through video presentations, without any agenda, whatever you want to call it, expose the criminals. There are criminals, their hands are wet with blood, you expose them. You don't just imprison the astronaut or a black man that steals a television, or a white man that sickly rapes a little girl, whatever happens. But
you go right to the head.
Yeah, you go to the head, the beast.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
We got a lot of calls starting to back up, but we got the break coming up, too. But let's begin another call here, and that's Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're on the program with Dr. K.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, this is a message for you. I was sitting here thinking This thing you said about Mubarak, that's somewhere also in the book. I didn't get up to that point.
Mubarak. Yeah.
No, is it wrongfully blamed also? What you
wrong,
mentioned
Mubarak,
about?
Unfortunately, he's mentioned as a corrupt entity, but not. We don't have the details of his wealth in the book.
He gets it from? Where did you get that source about that?
Well, it's fully published that he receives $2 billion plus a year from the United States.
$2 billion. So he gets
billion.
So he gets $2 billion.
Yes.
Gentleman, the king of Jordan.
Yep.
King of Jordan is his
King Abdul.
Before him, King Hussein said on national news that yes, it's true. I get $500,000 a year from the CIA.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's a pittance.
It's a minor guy.
So he gets only $500,000.
He sells out for cheap.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right, he gets only $500,000, but Mubarak gets $2 billion.
Oh yeah.
Egypt is a key
Egypt's
player.
A powerful entity, you know.
Right.
That makes a lot.
All right,
of
stay sense. Where you are, Henry. Okay, stay where you are, Dr. K. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. We're letting it all hang out tonight. Very powerful information. Stay tuned. Join us. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. More Uncensored Radio Free America just ahead.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
And thank you. We are returned now, and we have on the line with Dr. K and me, we have Henry in Connecticut. Yes, Henry, You may continue now, uninterrupted.
Yes, hi. Okay. Well, let me ask you this, though. Where does he get the source? Is there some website to look that up? Like the
Henry, all you got to do is put in foreign aid to Egypt for that part, $2 billion,
okay.
$2.5 billion. It's been going on for well over a couple decades.
Okay.
So here's another thing. Let me tell you something. Okay. I have some very good sources, okay?
Yeah.
And one of the sources is very, 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 very ex-close to Hosni Mubarak, and he was a Secret Service source.
Ooh.
He has given me his net worth. But all you got to do is look up how much he's gotten. The poor people aren't getting it. And you can add it up.
He still got oil, right? And a lot of other things.
He doesn't have much oil.
Oh. Yeah, but Egypt is a major player, obviously. I mean, it's
Egypt
very important.
Egypt is to be kept quiet so that the Israelis don't feel any threat from any Egyptian ruler.
Yeah, because Egypt could kick their butt.
Egypt could kick them good.
Oh yeah.
Well,
okay.
The thing is,
you shut Egypt out by making the guy fat.
Out.
Fat.
Right.
Yeah.
What are taxpayer money?
Exactly.
No,
precisely.
Who else is? You don't think they're going to tax the Israeli billionaires, do you?
You know,
but they don't have to do it all because they print money on a printing press, a roller. Which
well, they don't
cord.
Have to, exactly.
Yeah.
And we do list Hosni Mubarak as a decided non-Muslim, by the way.
Oh.
So I've put him in a category
He is in the Council of Foreign Relations. I got their book with the CFR seated in less than members there. He was a picture of him making a speech. All right, there's something else I want to say quickly.
Sure, go on.
You know, I'll tell you, as I was listening to all the stuff you're saying, and I'm hearing this, you know, I swear, it's too bad I'm not somebody that makes a lot of money in commodities or something, because I swear if I had about $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 I could just, like, throw anywhere and it'd be nothing, I would buy like about 600 copies of that book and distribute it, mail each one a bulk rate to the entire Congress and Senate.
Okay. I love the idea. Henry,
would that be worth it, though?
Henry, you're going to throw away your money, Henry.
I don't think it would be.
Well, I don't think it's a throwaway. Here, I love the idea, and here's why I think so, and I think Rick agrees. I was inspired as I was walking to the room to the phone.
Yeah.
Why not get a copy to each congressperson?
William Cooper did that with his...
Been there, done that.
Virgil. No, not
you're
with
right.
Him,
but what if, one, what if there's one decent soul in there? You
well, there's a couple
there
of them.
There are. There's about two or three.
There's a couple of them. Now you have Ron Paul. He's busy because he'll be running for running for president. Tom Tancredo may have stuff. There's a couple of them. There's one of them. Couple of them.
There's got to be somebody in there that is ignorant about what happened on 911. For example, we got him.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Yeah. You remember Henry Gonzalez?
I'll shut up.
Yeah.
You remember he was chairman of the House Banking Committee?
Yeah.
You remember when he threatened to audit the Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Who now?
There were three attempts on his life. He got the message. He's out now. Henry Gonzalez, from Texas, the former chairman.
Henry Gonzalez. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, this is the kind of power. They know who the boss is. Look, Democrats and Republicans know.
But it doesn't hurt to share.
Yeah, that's true.
You may touch a soul, and I'll make a special somehow at the end of the show. Let me think what I can do for people who want to buy, like, 12 books. I'll make a 12-book special, too. There's a kit I'm going to offer.
I swear, if I had the money, I wouldn't think it'd be a throwaway. I would spend about five, you know, if I really had the money I really like to have.
You know what? What harm would it be? All the books.
No, I don't think it would. Matter of fact, I would buy about 100 of them if I had some, you know, had a van and stuff. I'd go on the street over here somewhere in New England somewhere and just hand them out free to people.
Exactly.
Although I can maybe.
Exactly.
You've got to find a way to hustle some
money, Henry.
Okay,
no,
Henry.
I wouldn't sell it. I'd give it away free.
No,
I'll come up with something for at least so you can get a dozen, okay?
All right, Henry, we got a break. I know what you mean. Thank you very much. Good for you. Well, I admire the spunk. We'll be right back with another series of callers. You on the line, all of you, stay where you are. There might be one line available, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.